Scientists on Thursday released results of a landmark study to record the diversity of life in and around Australia's reefs. The scientists from the Census of Marine Life have reported finding hundreds of new species of marine life off two islands on the Great Barrier Reef, as well as Ningaloo Reef off the western coast of Australia. Among the most interesting observations are tenophores, commonly known as comb jellies, opaque gelatinous invertebrates that give off light through bioluminescence. Squat lobsters, which are not lobsters at all and are more closely related to hermit crabs. Pistol shrimp, which use their large claw to create a sound pressure wave strong enough to kill small fish. Starfish. And brilliantly colored mollusks. All living together, and some are building hidden habitats on top of the ruins of others. In surveying the coral on the reefs, researchers also deployed new methods that will help standardize measurements of coral reefs worldwide. Of the nearly 300 species of soft coral surveyed, the Census of Marine Life scientists say that up to one half is thought to be new species. Experts say the coral are not reef builders, but they do cover up to 25% of some areas at the study site and provide important habitat for other species. Despite the high distribution of soft coral around the world, it still remains one of the most poorly understood groups. Dr. Ian Poynter, CEO of one of the organizations that's participating in the expedition, reports that the only way to fully understand the implications of the threats posed to coral is to establish a baseline of biodiversity and follow up with later censuses. Expeditions to the three sites will be repeated yearly over the course of the next 3 years in order to continue the census and to study the effects of climate change and other processes over time.